Galatians chapter 5. For freedom the Anointed One set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and don't be tangled up again in a yoke of bondage to the law. Understand this. I, Paul, say to you that if you are circumcised, the Anointed One ceases to be of any benefit to you. Now I affirm to everyone who receives circumcision that he is under an obligation to practice the entire law. For when you want to be considered just by keeping the law, grace becomes ineffective for you, and so the Anointed One becomes inoperative in you. For our confidence is in the expectation of righteousness which is produced in you by the Spirit through faith. For in the Anointed One, Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision can empower anyone to live righteously, but faith operating through love does. You are running well. Who has driven you back from being persuaded by the truth? This gullibility did not come from the one who called you. A little yeast, a little law-keeping, leavens the whole lump of dough. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will not think in any other way, but he who troubles you will one day face the judgment, whoever he is. But I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, that is the law, why am I still persecuted? For then the offense of the cross has been taken away. I wish that those who were causing you these problems would just cut themselves off. Now, the Greek here is amputate or castrate. For you, brethren, were called to freedom. Only don't use your freedom as an opportunity to gratify the flesh, but through love serve each other as slaves. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Leviticus 19:18. But if you bite and devour each other, be careful that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not perform the carnal desires of the flesh. For the flesh yearns for what is against the nature of the Spirit, and the Spirit for what is against the nature of the flesh. For these are in opposition to each other. The result is that you must not practice everything you desire to do. Now when you are being directed by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious, which are these: sex outside of the marriage bond, impure relationships, unholy sexual behavior, worshipping anything other than God, witchcraft and drug use, holding on to anger, arguments, jealousies, angry outbursts, selfish ambition, excluding others, separating into special select groups, envying others, drunkenness, wild parties, and such similar things, of which I warn you right now, even as I already warned you, that those who practice such things will in no way inherit the coming kingdom of God, the millennium. But the fruit which the Spirit produces is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. There is no law against such virtues. And those who are being led by the Anointed One, Jesus, crucify the flesh with its appetites and impure desires. Since we have God's life in our spirit, we should walk by the Spirit, or Spirit with a capital S, that is. Let us not become proud, competing with each other and envying each other. This is the end of Galatians chapter 5. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.